Well, happy Wednesday, everyone. Glad you're with us this morning. Some rain this afternoon. And of course, happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm just going to play music all morning long.
It's not a cliche.
All morning.
Not a cliche. Not a cliche. You don't go for it. Jeez.
Yes.
Come,
Natalie
Joe,
says
come on.
This is traditional music.
Oh, jeez.
Nothing wrong with that music. It's beautiful. No, that's
well, I love all that music, but it's just so well, obvious. But
well, what do
you mean obvious?
Obvious?
It's Cinco de Mayo.
What's
come
obvious?
On, the Mexican army beat Napoleon and the French. Come on, this big deal.
Well, you know, okay. I'm going to find some classical music by some great Mexican classical composer.
You do that, Michael.
I will. All right. I know. Well, I was going to say the Concerto de Reyes, but he's Spanish, I think, who wrote that one. So I have to.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows that. Our big three stories this morning: the president's new goal, 70% of Americans with one shot, 160 million Americans fully vaccinated by July the 4th. Also in the big three. Well, can Donald Trump return to Facebook? Thorny issue here. He's been banned since the insurrection. The big decision from the Facebook Oversight Board comes down at 9 this morning. Meanwhile, Trump launched his own social media platform yesterday, kind of a preemptive strike. It's called From the Desk of Donald Trump. And rounding out the big three, attorneys for Derek Chauvin. He's the former Minneapolis policeman found guilty in the death of George Floyd. Well, they filed a motion for a new trial. They cite a number of mistakes they claim were made during the trial. And our buddy, the defense attorney, Jeffrey Lichtman, will join us after the news at 7 o'clock to dissect their arguments and see if they have a case. Now, big show today. We have a couple of Republican challengers to Andrew Cuomo coming up. We have probable candidate Andrew Giuliani. We're going to continue the conversation that we started last week. Of course, Rudy's son. He'll join us at 7:35. And the announced candidate, Lee Zeldin, the congressman from Long Island, will join us at 8:35. And of course, it's Wednesday, so that means Dr. Gregory Polin from the Mayo Clinic will answer the questions from the Dr. Polin hotline. And that's coming up at 9:05. Now, since you're such a Cinco de Mayo fan, if you're wondering what Natalie was doing on her day off yesterday, Michael, she was concocting this little she spent the whole day planning this little contest. So how this thing works is that we play a mariachi band playing some music, and you have to name that tune.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right.
Do you understand the concept?
Well, yes, but is this cultural appropriation? Is it correct in this day and age for those of us on the show, and I don't think any of us are of Mexican or Hispanic extraction, to be playing mariachi songs? Is that appropriate? I don't know. We're in a
yes, it is
right
appropriate. Of course it's appropriate.
Natalie,
why can't you play mariachi music?
I like mariachi music.
Yeah. Who doesn't like mariachi music?
Well, we're uplifting. In a position. We're in a world now where unless you're of that cultural persuasion, you're not supposed to listen to other people's music or read their books.
So I'm only supposed to eat Greek food for the rest of my life? I can't have any other culture's food or cook it?
Well, I mean, listen, if I only had to eat Greek food for the rest of my life, I'd be a lot healthier and I'd be a lot happier because I'm not complaining about that great Greek olive oil and the wonderful fish from the Mediterranean and the olives and all that those fresh vegetables you people have there on your Greek farms there, Natalie. I mean, I love all that food. It's delicious.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm glad you brought up the Mediterranean diet.
Right.
What'd she say?
She said, you people.
You people.
You people.
That's what he just called.
The Mediterranean diet. My daughter actually wrote a book, The Mediterranean Diet for Dummies. So, the Mediterranean diet's great.
It's supposed to be.
All right, so here's the premise again, Michael. I'm not sure you understood. I'm going to play a piece of mariachi music, and you have to name that tune. You ready?
Okay, well, lay it on me.
Here you go.
Da, 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 da. Oh, I know this song. Ba, da, ba, da, ba, da, ba.
Is that Johnny Cash?
Yeah,
Ring of
Johnny,
Fire?
It is. Ring of Fire, you're right, Goodland. Very good, I knew that.
Baby!
Wow!
How's that, huh?
Oh, that's good.
Ring of Fire, here's what it sounds like with the vocals.
I fell into burning ring of fire.
That's not Johnny Cash.
Down.
Who's that guy singing?
That's what it sounds like.
Was he Jewish? Fire? Who is that guy?
Tito? It's Tito. That's not Johnny Cash, Natalie.
It's the best we could do on our budget. Sorry.
Well.
So he is a Mexican guy. I'm proud of myself. Guy singing, right? Ring of Fire?
Man, this Can wasn't we, like a contest you won
well,
something for.
It's a fake Mexican guy. Okay, so here's what we're
really
going to do.
Got. That was great.
Thank you very much. That's why I'm ahead in tag team trivia, because I know my stuff. What we're going to do at 8:50, we've got three more mariachi songs, and we want our listeners to name that tune so they can call in, and we'll play a song like that. And if you can guess what the song is from the mariachi version, you win a T-shirt. How's that? Are we being generous or what on Cinco de Mayo?
You know, this could be a regular little bit here. We should, for all of the ethnic holidays... We should have ethnic interpretations of these songs and play them. Like,
yes.
I would like to hear the Greek version of Ring of Fire for Greek Easter, right? Don't we have Greek Easter coming up?
Well, that passed. But
that was last week.
What's the next big Greek holiday?
That
you missed the premise. That was it. So, for Yom Kippur, you know, the most serious Jewish holiday, we could play some, you know,
klezmer
music, and you have to guess... What the happy song is on the sad? Oh, that'd be a great, great contest, Michael. That would really work out well.
You know, two of my favorite singers. Remember, Len? This might take you back a little bit. Do you remember the Berry sisters?
No.
Oh, you don't know the Berry sisters?
Berry or Barry?
Berry. The Berry sisters. So they.
How are you spelling that?
I think it's Berry. I'm not sure.
Okay, Berry, like strawberry.
Yeah. Well, the Berry sisters, whatever you call them, they were. They were sisters, of course. That's why they were called
the Berry
Sisters. No, but what they did was they would take the popular hits of the day and they would sing them in Yiddish.
Oh.
So their version of Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head goes something like, click, clock, a cloop, and on my
cloop. Well, let's get that. Natalie, let's get the Berry Sisters singing popular hits in Yiddish.
They're very funny.
That would be great. Let's try to do all the ethnic things today. Let's just throw all out there. I think that's a great idea. Don't shake your head, Natalie. If you were on vacation, we'd be doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to send you the Berry Sisters. I'm sure many of our listeners out there remember the Berry Sisters. They were great. But all the big hits of the 60s, they would turn into a Yiddish version of them.
That sounds great.
I mean, I have a couple albums of the Berry Sisters. I love them.
Really?
I find this for you. Yeah.
Oh, it's true. I didn't know you were big into Yiddish in upstate New York. Were you the only kid that was into Broadway hits and Yiddish, upstate New York?
You may have realized that I have, shall we say, peculiar tastes in music.
I have noticed
that. You have noticed that. But the Berry Sisters are great. Come on, listeners. You know who the Berry Sisters are. Give us a call. 800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Let's bring back the Berry Sisters. And they're great.
I
want
to hear the
music.
I don't want to hear from the listeners. I want to hear music. I want to hear Berry Sister music. That would be great.
You got to hear the raindrops keep falling on my head. That's really terrific. So,
anyway. Okay.
But this mariachi thing, this is cute. Now, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
What are we supposed to do today, Natalie? Is there some celebration of some sort?
Yeah.
Is there something we should eat? Dancing? What do we do?
Drink Corona. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this the other day. Everyone thought that the Corona beer was going to take a big hit because of coronavirus, the name, and I don't think they did. So have Corona, have a few tacos or tortillas, and knock yourself out. And then go on the radio and play.
Oh. Walking down the street. Throwing a dollar.
I love this stuff. We could do 4 hours of this, Michael.
You can. I don't know if Joe's interested in it. Joe's already nodding off, and we just started the show. You okay there,
Well, that's
Joe?
The whole idea. The more I play that, the less we have to hear of you and Joe. I think that's a great idea.
Are you all right there, Joe?
Yeah,
Joe, how you doing, pal?
I'm waiting for something interesting to come along.
Well, don't hold your breath. You got 4 hours of this nonsense.
That's the funniest thing Bartlett said in the 7 years I've known him. That's very good. Joe, that's it. Joe's just sitting there. He's just listening to the parade go by. And he's going, nope.
Care.
Nope.
He doesn't care.
Nope. Nah, that doesn't cut it. Well, Joe, what's interesting in the news? Tell me something that's interesting to you in the news today.
Well, you know what? How about this one? Since we're talking about Cinco de Mayo and ethnic holidays, do you realize the city school system changed Columbus Day to Well, originally they changed it to Indigenous People's Day.
Oh, God.
Right.
And then I guess Italian-Americans got a little hot. So now the holiday is Columbus Day and Indigenous People's Day.
I thought they got rid of the name Columbus Day, no?
No, they put it back on. So it's kind of a joint celebration. Originally, they just wanted Indigenous people.
Well, what's
covering all their bases, huh?
If you're against Columbus Day, it's because Columbus came here and had the genocide against Native Americans. So what's to
right.
celebrate?
So we're celebrating the fact that Columbus came and
killed
raped
all the
and pillaged Indigenous people.
Great. Okay. Knock yourself out. Play some Italian-American songs.
Yeah. Coming up, we got the Berry Sisters. Plus, Michael, you got to get Bill Gates' marriage deal. Forget the money. Okay. It's the hall pass. Next.
Right. iHeartRadio is partnering with Global Citizen for Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world. Performances from Jennifer Lopez, Foo Fighters, and your host, Selena Gomez, plus some very special surprise guests. The pandemic is still very real, but COVID-19 vaccines are helping us move closer to reuniting with our families, friends, jobs, communities, and yes, live music. Listen on our iHeartRadio app Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and watch on ABC, CBS, Fox, and YouTube.
The War.
Well, it's Cinco de Mayo, so what better excuse than to play some songs in Yiddish, right, Len?
Perfect. Day? Well, it's funny. You brought up the Berry Sisters, right. And a listener sent me the Wikipedia page. Well, apparently they were from the Bronx. Their real name was Bagelman. I'm not making this up. They're really Bagelman, but I guess that was too ethnic, so they decided to sing songs in Yiddish, because there's no, what's ethnic about that?
That's right, so they call themselves the Berry Sisters, because the Bagelman sisters wouldn't go, and Bartlett, who's having none of this day, Bartlett said, it's probably the only radio station in America that's talking about the Berry Sisters, right, Joe?
Probably, yes.
Yes, probably.
I don't think you're going to hear the Berry Sisters on Z100 today.
Probably not.
Charlemagne's not playing them?
Charlemagne's not going to play the Berry Sisters.
They're not going to be a guest of Elvis Duran?
No. Well, without further ado, here are the Berry Sisters.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
It's the cradle of my cup. It's that shiny farm, of mine cup. Los nit mehr kein Klär, weil ob uns kann mir helfen, wenn in du's helft nit keinem. Ich bin nit mehr.
Eat your heart out, DJ Envy. No, raindrops keep falling on my kup. That's Yiddish for a head.
My kup. My kumpen, klappen, my kumpen, klappen.
By the way, you're not going to believe this. I mean, for the first time since I've known him, Joe made a mistake earlier. He said that they're going to leave the name Columbus Day and also call it Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. That's incorrect. They're ditching Columbus.
It's Italian-American.
They're ditching Columbus. Correct, yeah. Joe. They're going to call it Italian Heritage Day / Indigenous Peoples Day. What a mess. No wonder people are upset. Really?
Of course. This is all nonsense. This woke world we live in where, you got to be careful about this. You got to be careful about that. Just totally ridiculous. Nothing wrong with Columbus Day, okay? And they better not take down that Columbus statue in Columbus Square or Columbus Circle. It's a circle, right? Yeah, it's a circle, not a square.
No, they're changing the name. It's no longer going to be Columbus Circle. It's going to be Italian Heritage Indigenous People Circle.
Joe, do you realize, I think Italian-Americans, Italian New Yorkers, they would be so furious if they took down the statue of Columbus in Columbus Circle. I mean, I don't think any mayor would dare to do that.
No,
any woke mayor.
I think de Blasio would, but I think Cuomo stepped in and said, no, you're not going to do that. But the thing is, now with this change, will kids be taught about Columbus and the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, or will they just be taught something else?
They will teach
it right out of history.
No, they'll teach Columbus the way they teach Hitler. They'll lump him in with Hitler and Stalin and all the evil people in the history of mankind because, you know, how dare Columbus set sail to discover a new world? Well, it's not a new world. The Indians were living here before Columbus got here, and everything was perfect and wonderful, and then he got here and he ruined everything. That's what they're going to teach the kids. That's what they're going to teach them.
And then they're going to teach the kids Native American music like this.
There you go.
My cup.
Do you speak Yiddish, online? Does it take it back, Len? When you were growing up in
telling you.
In Queens.
This is awesome stuff. Joe's saying no other radio station is going to play it. Well, they're all missing out. I mean, this is A material.
Well, I gave you My Way, too. They have a version of My Way, which is great. Do you have that one there, Len?
Yeah. Not yet.
Mein
we'll get
Vey.
It.
We have that.
Does Mein
that,
Vey?
Len, yeah. Do you speak Yiddish, Len? You must understand.
No, but I do know a few words here and there, like putz.
Putes. as we used to pronounce it in upstate New York.
Hook means head. Fresh means to eat. I know a few words here and there. My mom used to speak it, and my grandmother used to speak it.
Hey, by the way, Bill Gates. So we know that he's divorcing Melinda. She is definitely, she's on the prowl now, folks. I'm telling you, if you're on one of those dating sites and you see Melinda Gates, you want to swipe right. You swipe right, because she's going to get about $40 billion or something like that. But this is kind of interesting. Before he married her, he had this kind of weird arrangement with her that he could always go off and spend a long weekend every year with his ex-girlfriend, whose name is Anne Winblad. And he would just, and Melinda apparently agreed to this, and he would just go off to North Carolina, to her farm in North Carolina, and hang out with her for a long weekend. And they would, you know, she's a geeky person like he is, and they would just hang out, geeking out on, you know, algorithms and stuff like that. But Melinda Gates allowed him to pal around with his ex-girlfriend after they got married.
I think a lot of kinky stuff may come out about this marriage. I'm just thinking here. Why don't you get that deal, Michael, when you get married?
What deal?
Oh, the you can go away with your old girlfriend one weekend a year.
Well, sounds reasonable. In my case, that would be several weekends because
my ex is
scattered around town.
Fine.
All right, time for the news. It's any man who knows the Berry Sisters scores with the ladies. Trust me. I use that cleep clopping on my cloop many times in my... The ladies can't resist it. All right, time for the news. 6:30 from Joe Barlick. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Oh, just great, Michael. President Biden wants 160 million Americans fully vaccinated by the 4th of July. He has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults at least one shot by that holiday.
In 2 months, let's celebrate our independence as a nation and our independence from this virus. We can do this.
Oh, man, that's inspirational, isn't it?
There you go. That's our man. That's our guy, Joe.
Is he going to live till the end of the week? I'm not sure. I saw him last. I saw him yesterday.
Get your shot, please. Come on.
I need some oxygen. I need some more. All right, take a breath. I mean, he's not going to make it. He is not going to make it.
The problem is vaccine hesitancy. Younger Americans especially reluctant to get it. Safety concern on the subway. As it gets set to return to 24-hour service May the 17th, there have been a series of attacks recently, and New York City Transit President Sarah Feinberg is asking the NYPD for more cops on the subway.
System is safe, but I feel like it could be safer, and that's why I keep pushing the city to join me, to give me more resources, to make sure that the system is as safe as it can possibly be.
Yeah, they may get a little dirtier, too, because the trains will not be shut down for 2 hours so that it can be clean. They have to figure out how to do that while the trains are still running. Nassau County lawmakers asking Governor Cuomo for permission to hold Memorial Day parades. Capacity limits being dropped May 19th, but permits are still not being issued for large-scale events. But officials on Long Island say, hey, look it, if we can attend a baseball game, we should be able to honor those who died for our country. Lawyers for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin are asking for a new trial. The issue is that an old photo of juror Brandon Mitchell has surfaced, shows him wearing a shirt that reads, "Get your knee off our necks." Now, that picture was taken last August at the March on Washington, where George Floyd's family members spoke. During jury selection, Mitchell said he had not participated in demonstrations about the use of police force. Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver has been released early from prison. He was serving a sentence for fraud and corruption. The 77-year-old Democrat served less than a year of his 6.5-year sentence. He was released because of COVID concerns. He is waiting to hear a final decision from prison officials about whether or not he could serve the rest of his sentence at his New York City home. And finally, Michael, this is something for you.
Oh, okay.
A male engagement ring. Tiffany is launching a line of male engagement rings at the end of the month. It's a growing trend. Searches for male engagement rings are up more than 66%, thanks in part to celebrities like Ed Sheeran and Michael Bublé, who have been wearing them. So I think it's a great idea for you. Matter of fact, you start get one and wear it now so that, you know, women know that you're engaged. And
That's precisely why you don't want to wear it.
Well, what's how do you differentiate between an engagement ring and a wedding band for men?
Well, the wedding ring is the one you get at the marriage ring
until you get married.
Well, yeah. I'll also say I've seen
one's got a diamond, the other doesn't.
Right, I've seen the rings. The male engagement ring usually has a stone in it. It's a big, you know,
really.
But is this for
does the woman buy it for the guy?
Well, I mean, I think it could go in all different directions. A woman,
I think
could
this
buy
is
a guy.
This is a gay thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's what.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's why Joe.
Let's get Johnny Olsinski on the line.
That's Natalie. Weren't here yesterday.
You
missed a great moment in radio.
I've heard. Don't Michael, have to repeat it.
The Barry
Simpson.
No, I want
to go back there.
No, I want to go back because just for those who missed it, Michael asked Johnny Olsinski of the Post, "You're gay, aren't you?" Well, he is now.
Well, no, he's openly gay, no question. He hadn't seen Charade. I just couldn't believe he hadn't seen Charade. So anyway.
Yes, this can be for a same-sex couple. It could be for a woman who wants to give it to a man. Anything you'd like. And if a woman wants to wear the ring, too, go for it. Everybody can have the ring.
Wow, sounds great. I think Tiffany's just trying to drudge up some business. I don't think it's a growing trend.
Yeah, this is nonsense. All right, thanks, Joe. Coming up next, Joe Biden wants everybody vaccinated, but here's the question. Is he going to curtail your freedoms to force you, to get a shot? Much to discuss. Coming up next.
Well, if you want to get some insight into how this show works, of course, today is Cinco de Mayo, so in honor of that, we're playing the Berry Sisters singing classics in Yiddish. So I think that's perfect. I mean, that's the inner workings of Len and Michael in the morning.
Talk radio at its best, baby. Talk radio
well,
at its best.
Because Michael brought it up before, and apparently the Berry Sisters, they're from the Bronx. Their original name was Bagelman, but they changed it to Berry. And for some reason, they would put out songs in Yiddish. Well, who doesn't want to hear the classics in Yiddish?
In ausgehofft, es werden sein Tag, wenn ich gefunden werde.
I did it my way.
My way.
That's what I thought. Not oy way. I did it my way.
Hey, Len, what was your name originally? It wasn't Berman, right? What was it when your parents grandparents came over?
It's a long story. Actually, it was Alzwang.
What? Alzwang?
Isn't that weird?
Alzwang?
Yeah. Well, they came over and they didn't speak very well. Their real name was Alzwang, but apparently some cousin met him at the boat or in Ellis Island or whatever and said, okay, we'll take their name. Their name was Berman. So that's why I'm really not related. You know, there's a lot of Bermans out there. I'm really not related to many of them because they just took the name. What's that?
Any Alzwang still out there?
I've met some Alzwangs. I don't know if I'm related to them or not. I met an FBI agent named Alzwang, which was kind of interesting.
If any Alzwang.
Want some more
there,
Barry sisters? These are the Alzwang sisters right here, folks.
West drinking wine.
Oh, yeah.
West Freilich sein.
Can you name this tune,
Natalie? Bist du gar ein vergessen Sorgen, darfst nicht trachten für den Morgen.
That's great. Go right to the hook and then stop it. That was Cabaret.
That's Cabaret. We played
the lead-in to Cabaret. Who would know that? Anyway.
Interesting choice of material for the Berry Sisters since Cabaret, the musical, is about Nazi Germany. But
I know. Well, there you go.
It's kind of strange.
Well, let's see if we can play some other inappropriate ethnic music.
See, Natalie isn't even engaging now because she knows that we're just going off the rails here. We're going to go in the ditch. We're going to be fired by the end of the show. And Natalie will still be there.
She listened to some of the show yesterday when she wasn't here. And talk about a cuckoo clock.
I was in the car yesterday. I'm listening.
Oh, right. And Joe thought a beer and a shot was really a shot of whiskey. No. It was a vaccination shot. And you get a beer in New Jersey.
I just couldn't believe it. I'm on Route 80 going way too fast, going, oh, no. What are they talking about? Were you for real?
Shot of whiskey?
No. Did you really not get the shot?
We thought it was a Boilermaker. Oh, you know, yeah. a shot and a beer chaser. That's what it is, a shot and a beer.
Well, Natalie, that's Boilermaker.
I understand the frustration of our listeners now as I was driving.
Well, that's the slogan. That should be the new slogan for our show. What are they talking about?
Hey, Natalie,
on 710 WOR.
Natalie, on this show, Len and I do it mind vay, okay? It's mine vey.
My vey. Do it my vey. Hey, he wants to do it his vey for July 4th.
In 2 months, let's celebrate our independence as a nation and our independence from this virus. We can do this. Come on, guys.
Let's see if I'm still alive.
Do this. July 4th. We're going to do this.
Joe, come on.
We're going to get to a place where the doubters exist or the people who just are, I don't want to say lazy, just not sure how to get to where they want to go. It's going to be hard. So we're going to keep at it.
Well, we've got a goal. We've got a goal. And here it is.
Our goal by July 4th is to have 70% of adult Americans with at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated.
And then he'll be able to say on July 4th that he did it my way. Forget it.
I'm just telling you, folks, get ready. We have to all learn how to say Madam President because that's what's headed our way.
Well, that's not nice.
He is not going to make it. Do you really think Joe Biden is going to be there July 4th? Are you kidding me?
Yes, he looked good. I was watching the news conference. He looked good.
How does he sound to you, Len? Does he sound vigorous and healthy and ready to go to lead the free world?
He sounds in control. He sounds measured. He took some questions. How about the Fauci? He was on Jimmy Kimmel.
It is very frustrating, not only because, you know, you care about everyone in the country. You care about the health and the safety of individuals. But also, you know, there's a societal responsibility that we should all have to put an end to this outbreak.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about India. I mean, what's going on in India is just an absolute catastrophe. So hopefully we're helping. We're trying to help.
Len, are you one of these types, one of these Democrats who you drop everything as soon as you see Fauci on television? I can't get enough of Fauci. Oh, I gotta put my life on pause to hear what Fauci's telling me to do today. Are you one of those Fauci fans?
I like Fauci. I think you guys give him a hard time. I don't think that's right. I think the Fauci follows the science, and some of the things that happened this year change from time to time. So the Fauci man was very on top of it.
You may inadvertently and innocently infect somebody else who will infect someone who will really get in trouble. That could be...
See, there you go. I mean, what don't you understand about that?
They want this pandemic to go on forever so they can remain in the spotlight. That's what's going on here. Science.
You're saying Fauci likes the spotlight?
Oh, no, not him. Not at all. Mademoiselle Modiste. No way. Are you kidding me? No. Never likes to be in front of a camera. Worse than Schumer when a camera's around.
Okay. Coming up next, more klezmer music. No. Coming up next, Donald Trump finds out this morning about his Facebook status, but he makes a preemptive strike on social media yesterday. You can find him. And we'll discuss next. If you've avoided certain activities because your mobility isn't like it used to be, or you're living with nagging pain, then you need to make an appointment with my friends at Trinity Rehab. They'll restore your freedom to live life pain-free. This is cutting-edge, state-of-the-art physical therapy that will improve your life. Trinity Rehab has the EPAP machine. It's FDA-approved, non-surgical, acoustic pressure wave technology. It's similar to what's used to break up kidney stones. It breaks up scar tissue, it enhances healing, and gets rid of pain fast. It's effective for back or neck pain, tennis elbow, shoulder tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and knee pain. In just 3 5-minute sessions, you can be virtually pain-free. It's so effective that Olympic athletes and New York professional football team use EPAT for their injuries. There's no prescription needed to get started. They've got locations all over New Jersey, including Emerson, East Windsor, Shrewsbury, and now in Short Hills. Call Trinity Rehab today, 800-518-0977. That's 518-0977. 800-518-0977. Or visit their website, trinity-rehab.com. That's trinity-rehab.com.
Well, today's the big day. President Donald Trump finds out if he's going to be allowed back on Facebook and Instagram because they have the powerful Facebook jurors, 20 people. I heard this thing described. These are the people who decide if they can take something off Facebook, how long people should be banned from Facebook. There are 20. They call them experts, Joe. Experts. International experts on things like human rights and freedom of speech laws. And they're from all over the world. And they're 20 people. We don't know who they are. They don't tell us their names at all, but they're experts. So our hands and our fate, is in the hands of these experts, and they're going to decide today whether or not Donald J. Trump, only the former president of the United States, can go back on Facebook. Well, you know what? If I'm Trump, screw you, Facebook. Who needs you? I could create my own social media platform. And in fact, that's what Trump has done. So you want to go to donaldjtrump.com/desk. Don't know why the desk is there, but it's donaldjtrump.com/desk. And you can hear Trump talking about, you know, how important things like how the election was stolen and why we should still be looking for votes there, Len, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, and in Arizona. Right, Len?
Do you want me to start playing some more Yiddish music? Really? Is that what you're trying to goad me into? Really? No, it's why it's desk is his. It's a little blog, and it's called From the Desk of Donald Trump. And you can get such hits of Trump, such as, so nice to see Rhino Mitt Romney boot off the stage in Utah. Let's see. Then he took a shot at, what's her name? Liz Cheney. He said, I say she'll never run in a Wyoming election again. So if you missed just those wonderful, warm, fuzzy, from the heart feelings of the former president, you can get them on From the Desk of Donald Trump. By the way, I think Facebook should reinstate him. I really do. I don't agree with censoring all these people. So they're going to have this group called the Facebook Oversight Board. Their decision is going to be announced at 9 o'clock. Gee, I got to think they're going to put him back on. Are they going to leave him banned? I mean, apparently he's banned from Twitter for life. I don't know. Let the American people decide what they want to think. You know, the people who like Trump are going to believe everything he says, whether he's on Twitter or not, whether he's on Facebook or not. So if you want to believe Trump, then knock yourself out. Go believe him.
Well, the nice thing about this website is you can purchase some Trump collectibles from the website. I'm looking
Well,
you got a Liberty dollar, collectible dollar coin. It says, In God We Trust, and it's the profile of Donald Trump on the coin.
Oh, let me get one of those.
I might pick that up for you, Len. Send you.
Please, yeah, send it to me for Hanukkah.
One of those? Yeah, there are a lot of cool stuff you can get here on the
What else?
Trump website. You can get a MAGA hat. You can get a MAGA towel.
Yeah, get me a MAGA hat. I'd like when I go for my walks, I'd like to be wearing my MAGA hat.
I want Len to have a MAGA towel when he opens his pool.
They opened it yesterday. I thought they were going to open it today. It's open yesterday. So that guy who called, where'd that guy call? From Lexington, Kentucky. His friend was getting out of prison. And wanted them to come use my pool. Well,
so this is interesting. This just lets you know how the world of Len Berman works. It's like, yeah, you know what? They opened my pool yesterday. I had no idea. I thought they were going to open it today.
I did.
And open it yesterday.
It was today. Oh, you want to hear?
Do you have any clue?
You want to hear a telemarketing scam that really got to me yesterday? Okay. You know, the phone number comes up on my TV. Who's calling? Yeah. Well, it came up that a local Port Washington restaurant was calling me. So I picked up the phone. I was wondering what they wanted. It wasn't. They appropriated that name and number somehow. It was one of these typical, well, your car insurance warranty's running out, you know, one of those scam things. But it's amazing how they can, like, somehow get the phone number of someone else and think that's who's calling you. That was weird. That freaked me out yesterday.
Are you sure that was really your pool guy who was in your backyard yesterday?
Well, the truck had the name of the company, and they were all wearing shirts with the name of the company, so I'm pretty sure that's who it was. Yeah.
You're okay. All right, coming up next, Derek Chauvin. He wants a new trial. He's the guy who was convicted of killing George Floyd. He wants a new trial, and the question is, does he have the grounds? Does he have grounds for a new trial? We're going to check in with famed criminal defense attorney Jeffrey Lichtman when we get back. Plus, listen for the keyword after the 7 o'clock news. Head to 710WR.com. Plug it in. You can win $1,000. Now the news, 7 o'clock.